And now more Operation Freedom with your host, Dr. Dave Janda, on Southeast Michigan's conservative powerhouse, Wham! Talk 1600.
Welcome back to Operation Freedom, folks. I'm Dr. Dave Janda, broadcasting from our ancillary bunker, linked to Marine Freedom Bunker in the People's Republic of Ann Arbor, here for you every Sunday from 2 to 5 Eastern, 24-7, with extra shows, content, guests, analysis, archives to all of our shows at davejanda.com. Stop on by. You will never be disappointed. But you do. There is a 100% guarantee. Very few things in life are 100%. 100% guarantee that when you leave davejanda.com, every time you leave davejanda.com, you will be educated and thereby empowered. And our goal is to then have you take that information and bring it to all those you know and love, your family, your friends, your coworkers, your neighbors, because 99% of them don't have any idea of the information that's provided on our platform that's focused on the not just maintenance, but enhancement of every American and every person of the world's freedom and liberty. And my next guest is someone who served our country in the United States military for 32 years. And when most folks retire from the United States military, they go to the beach. They go fishing. But not Major General Paul Vallely. For those of you not familiar with General Vallely, he retired from the U.S. Army as Deputy Commanding General of the U.S. Army in the Pacific. General Vallely graduated from the United States Military Academy at West Point and was commissioned in the Army and, as I mentioned, served a distinguished career of 32 years. Paul is a graduate of the Infantry School, the Ranger and Airborne Schools, the Jump Master School, and the Command and General Staff School, the Industrial College of the Armed Forces, and the Army War College. Paul has over 15 years experience in special operations, psychological, and civil military operations. Paul served in many overseas theaters, including Europe and the Pacific Rim countries, as well as two combat tours in Vietnam. And as I mentioned, when he retired from the military, he did not retire from being a freedom fighter, a general for all of us that are part of the infantry of the Freedom Brigade. Paul founded an organization that is outstanding, Stand Up America US. You got to put the US, standupamericaus.org. Tremendous amount of information, policy information, and policy initiatives that Paul and his team bring forward on that site that is second to none. Paul is also a phenomenal author. He has had recently just amazing books that absolutely enraged the deep state. Invisible Treason in America, Beyond Treason, and Dismantling of America in his new book, The Golden Era. It's my honor, privilege, and pleasure to bring back to all of us at the Operation Freedom platform, General Paul Vallely. Paul, welcome back.
Well, hello, Dave. And again, thank you for your kind invitation on this wonderful Sunday. And I always appreciate being your guest.
Well, and we appreciate everything you do, Paul, and everything you have done and are doing and will do. You know, Paul, the globalist syndicate is throwing an absolute temper tantrum, and it gets worse by the day. I want to run a quote by you and get your take. Bill Kristol, who many people say, well, Bill Kristol is a conservative. No, no, Bill Kristol is a globalist. And Bill Kristol came out in public and said the following, quote, the deep state. Now, by the way, Paul, Bill Kristol criticized myself and you and a number of other people for identifying the deep state many years ago. He said that we were conspiracy theorists, the deep state did not exist, that this was all fabricated. Okay, so now here's his quote now. He's admitting to the existence of the deep state. Quote, the deep state is far preferable to the Trump state, end quote. Paul, your take.
Oh, well, I know Kristol. never thought he was a very bright guy. Certainly not a cognitive thinker, though he thinks he is. But I can remember meeting him probably about 20 years ago when he was a lot younger. But the guy's clueless. He's like Dave Stockman, who just came out with a big article last week. These guys are a bunch of phonies. They've never really been in the trenches that much. And through the turmoil, what it's been like being in war, and also very, they're very guarded, and they align themselves with leftist thinking ideologues. Crystal was never a conservative.
And Paul, one of the reasons why Bill Kristol has is so wound up, as are the globalists, is because they're criminal money laundering operation, that they were using hard-earned taxpayer dollars and laundering it into their own pocket, has been shown the light of truth. By that I mean has been exposed by Donald Trump, President Trump, Elon Musk, and who the group I call the Dogistas. And I want your take on this, Paul, because it all comes down to the money flow. And you've pointed this out before, being a strategist, that if you really want to affect your enemy, you affect their supply lines. And the way you affect their supply lines is you affect their money flow that buys their supply lines. Elon Musk recently said, the government has these, quote, magic money computers that issues payments out of thin air. He went on, so, yeah, I call them magic money computers. And a magic money computer is a computer that can make money out of thin air. That's magic money. It just issues payments. And, in fact, they're sending out trillions of dollars of payments every year and have been for years. That they're mostly in the – there are 14 of them total, the majority of which are in the Department of Treasury, but there are also several at – the Department of Health and Human Services and the Department of Defense. And in fact, we've unearthed 14 of these magic money computers, and they just send money out of nothing. I mean, this is the heart and the soul of their criminal operation. Am I wrong, Paul?
No, you're right. And that's what's being found out with the investigation of Doge. And you could say, give you the Pentagon, for example. I don't know how many hundreds of contracts they have out to defense contractors that have been let, say, over the last 5 or 10 years. And these contracts sit there, but they're put on a computer to pay out to the contractor, whether he's doing anything or not. And that's what Elon Musk is finding out. These contracts, they're there. People aren't even going into work to fulfill contract obligations. And it's a total fraud that we've had going for decades. I can remember when I had my first budget requirement, Dave. I was a brigadier, and I had my financial supervisor who worked for me come up to me, and he says, well, we've got to put in for next year's budget. And I said, well, we don't need all that this year. We don't have that much. He says, but if we don't put in for it, we'll never get it. And we have to always put in it so we can get more. That was the thinking in the Pentagon. And now, when you look at all these programs and all of these contracts that are out there, and then you have the subcontracts, Dave. On top of that, you have the contracts and the subcontracts. Because the contractors subcontract to others. And you may have 10 on that string. And they're getting checks all the time. And particularly now, they're not even, since COVID, not going into work and fulfilling anything. And nobody has audited that. The Pentagon, for example, hasn't passed an audit in the last seven times. Oh, boy. It's just too bad for America that we've had to experience this, but live and learn.
And one of the other facets that's been uncovered that many of us have spoken about, but we've been called conspiracy theorists for talking about this for years, are the role of these NGOs, non-government organizations that are not right. Non-government organizations, but that's how they're labeled, where taxpayer right. money is funneled into these non-government organizations that then mm-hmm. undermine the fabric of this country. And in fact, many of these NGOs were involved in the illegal human trafficking operation that has been present and escalated under Obama and Biden, but has been present for decades in this country. And they've also been involved in funding many of these, quote, protests, end quote, that are nothing more than sponsored globalist events. Do I have this wrong?
No, you're absolutely right. And the NGOs, even the Catholic ministries that have supported the illegals coming up from Colombia into Panama, through Mexico, and other religious organizations that are NGOs, basically. If you look at USAID, USAID, Agency for International Development, I mean, they have not uncovered all the billions of dollars that have been laundered through USAID out to even the Taliban, about enemy of the United States, of course. The whole establishment. We've got to cleanse the whole establishment. That's what Trump is doing, and that is what Elon Musk is doing. We're cleansing the system, and we're going to make it a great America again. But we've got to clean up the mess that's been created by partisan politics and people that aren't responsible for what they do.
And Paul, you have been a primetime player in the safety and security of every American, frankly, every person in the world, long after even you retired from the military. We spoke about this on the show. I believe it was in 2017, you presented a plan to the Trump 1.0 administration about an offensive and defensive plan for the United States southern border. Right. Do I have the dates right?
Correct. Yeah, called Operation Sinaloa, to conduct offensive and defensive operations against the cartels in the Sinaloa area, the five provincial areas down in Mexico. Now, he executed the first part of that on the defensive side, more barriers, restricting the crossing points from Mexico into the United States. But they never got to the point, and this is, by the way, is not a DHS or Homeland Security issue. This is a military issue to protect us from external threats to the United States. The cartels are a militarized force. They have been. They have better equipment than the Mexican army. They continue to antagonize, murder, kidnap, rape their own citizens. The Mexican citizens are in a big support for Trump right now to make sure that they terminate the activities of the cartels. Now, we have special forces down there now working with the Mexican Marines. We're conducting overhead surveillance daily, 24 hours a day. And so we're tracking anything going in and out of the factory areas where they're manufacturing fentanyl, as well as the cartel compounds that exist throughout a lot of that part in the Sinaloa area. And we know they basically control the Mexican government. So we have to go now. We've got to take out and terminate the activities of the cartels using special operations forces, et cetera, as well as our drones. And then at the same time, the Treasury's got to do a financial audit and track all the money going in and out of the banks that launder the cartel's money. So it's a two-pronged solution on the offensive side.
And Paul, this is important because many people say, well, okay, so in the Trump 1.0 administration, they went along with Paul's plan on the defensive side, but they did not on the offensive, although that has changed. But educate our listeners in who was the roadblock and the bogus excuse he gave you about why they weren't going to do any offensive operations against the cartels.
Yeah, this is interesting. This is a very senior officer. He said, we can't do that to the cartels in Mexico because it's a cross-border operation. I said, what? I said, what do you think Iraq was? What do you think Vietnam was? What do you think Afghanistan was? Syria? And this guy's looking at our southern border and say, well, we can't attack them because it's a cross-border operation. We'd have to get permission from Mexico. I couldn't believe it. This was a senior military guy. Unbelievable.
And complicit in that was the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, Milley, correct?
Correct.
Well, he's gone.
he's gone, and hopefully he's going to be brought back and tried for treason.
Yeah, because and many people say, "Oh, that's harsh." Well, no, it's actually not harsh. In fact, and maybe I have this wrong, but toward the end of the Trump 1.0 administration, did he not say that he had ongoing communications with the communist Chinese government and assured them that if President Trump was going to take any actions against China, he would let them know in advance? Am I remembering that wrong?
This was actually a real-time conversation between Milley and his counterpart in the Chinese armed forces.
How is that not treason?
It is treason. Aiding and abetting the enemy of the United States is treason. That's why in our book, Betrayal and Treason, we have him in there along with Obama and Biden, all which should be tried for treason.
So right now, the globalists, Paul, are trying to stymie the freedom agenda on a couple fronts. One is these bought and paid for bogus protests. Bernie Sanders and AOC are going around, and the lamestream media are saying, oh, there are 30,000 people. But when you geofence phone data, it turns out it turns out that they're about, you know, 1/5 to 1/10 of the number of people they say are at these events. They're all paid for by these NGOs to show up. And on the other side of the equation is in the courts, these globalist activists, judges, usurping the Constitution, if you will, with the separation of powers in the Constitution, or violating it. Am I off on that assessment as far as the two main thrusts of their blockade maneuvers?
Well, they're operating outside their lane, as you could say. As the Supreme Court decisions in the last 2 weeks have supported Trump against these rogue judges. But if you look at some of these mayors and judges who are violating the law, for example, there was an interview today of a situation in the state of Washington, considered a sanctuary state, of a police chief who couldn't exercise his police duties. Now, if we have members of our government, judges, mayors or whatever, that are violating the law, they should be arrested as well. I want to see some of these people put in handcuffs, because these judges are not above the law. They think they are. They think they can do rogue decisions that are out of their jurisdiction, and that's got to be fixed. I've written many articles on this, Dave, why these judges and government officials who violate the law cannot be arrested. And that's the other thing the American people want to see now. They want to see Pam Bondi, the Attorney General, start issuing indictments and arrest orders for a lot of these people. We need some people. We need people immediately, tomorrow, if not later, to start being placed in handcuffs and arrested for what they've done to the United States and violating our laws and supporting enemies of our country.
So, Paul, whenever someone like myself criticizes the Trump 2.0 administration on something, I'm called unpatriotic. I'm called all kinds of names. And a concern I have, Paul, you mentioned Pam Bondi, Attorney General. You know, right. Paul, I see her doing a lot of interviews on Fox News every day, one or two long form interviews with them. Paul, I'm not seeing the push on the prosecution side, on the getting down to business side. And that's concerning to me. And I had some concerns about Pam Bondi in the past. And I'm concerned that we're getting into a situation very similar to what we saw in the Trump 1.0 administration with Jeff Sessions, who was the Attorney General initially, where there was going to be all this action in days and weeks and now months, ended up going by, and then years, and nothing happened. And I it's kind of like what Yogi Berra used to say. It's like deja vu all over again. Am I being too harsh?
Yes, you are. Pam's putting her act together along with Kash Patel and Don Bongino. They've got to be very careful how they go about this, not to get trapped in the court proceedings. So you're going to see that happening. But like I said earlier, people need to see people being put in handcuffs. And that's what exactly you're saying. So I think you're going to see it. But Pam will do a good job, and you're going to see arrests start here probably in the next couple of weeks.
So let's play this out, Paul. Over the ensuing weeks, what is General Paul Vallely looking to have happen, positive developments on the Freedom Front? Okay, so some of these people coming out that they're being brought in front of grand juries, that they're being prosecuted. That's one. What else are you looking for?
Well, I'm also looking at continuing securing our border. The cartels have to be neutralized. I'm looking at ceasefire in Ukraine, Russia. I'm looking at basically the planned activities, I should say, or plans for Iran. I think that is absolutely critical. I'm also concerned with the Chinese Communist Party and the Chinese taking over ports. We have one now in Chile, 850 acres of 850 square miles that we need to secure in Copia. It's called Copia on the Pacific side of Chile. We need to make sure the Chinese don't go in there and develop a very important deep water port there. And at the same time, we're taking back the Panama Canal. Things are going along with Greenland more positively than we think. So we'll have some kind of new relationship with Greenland. And also, Canada is in total confusion up there. So we'll have to see what happens north of our border. But there's so many things on the table right now. But Trump will come out with something every day that will make America greater.
And one of the things we saw this week, Paul, was something that you've written about extensively. And in our final 2 minutes, I want you to address this. He signed a presidential memorandum looking into the results as it relates to the 2020 election. And in particular, he targeted someone that you have spoken about before, as has General McInerney and a number of other folks, this Chris Krebs, who ran an agency within the U.S. government at the time during the 2020 election named CISA. And about their potential involvement in shaving results. Well, it just so happens when he signed that memorandum this past week, who else was in the Oval Office there? That would be Governor Gretchen Whitmer from right up here in Michigan, who was integral in the steal of Michigan in 2020. I don't think it was a coincidence that he had her there. Am I reading too much into that?
Oh, listen, he always has a reason for something. He's a very bright guy like Elon Musk. I mean, they operate at an intellectual level which is far and beyond many of us. So he calculates, and he had a reason there. And you see she covered her face. But that's all really to turn Michigan into the right color, which is called red. And Michigan is going to change with all the plants being redeveloped and opened for car manufacturing. And so Whitmer, she's, I think, now trying to play both sides against the middle.
General Paul Vallely, I would like to thank you for everything you have done, are doing, and will do. I encourage you folks to visit often. Stand Up America US. Don't forget the US. StandUpAmericaUS.org. Folks, you're listening to Operation Freedom. I'm Dr. Dave Jandel.